Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, I help you learn how to feel healthy, look good, and plan a life you actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today is the second in a little series that we are doing about business, because I know that a lot of us are work from home moms and we've got a lot of things going on, and it can be really hard to keep that momentum going in our business. So last week we had an episode that was all about getting re-inspired and refreshed in your business and your life. And then this week we are going to talk about three possible summer routines that can work for the work from home mom. Now, of course, these could be applied to any mom. If you have projects going on in the summer that you're needing to get done, or something you're volunteering with, or, you know, anything like that, these could really be applied to. But I really want to focus on those of us who kind of day in and day out have jobs that we've got to get done in order for things to keep moving. And there's a lot to that, and it can be very frustrating at times. And so these are three routines that I feel like we can pretty reliably fall back on to be able to continue to move forward in our work, but still be present with our kids and still have a fun summer. And if you want a little bit of extra help on getting your brain pulled together for this summer, getting everything laid out, figuring out what you have on your plate and what needs to get done and what you guys are gonna eat, then I would love for you to come over and grab my Work From Home Summer Brain Dump Trello Board Template absolutely free. You can just go to mackenziecoppa.com/summerbraindump and you will be able to access that free template where you can all in one place put down all of the things so your brain doesn't have to hold them anymore. You can put them all in this Trello board. You can be able to sort everything out and create an actionable plan from all that raw material that you will have right there in one place in your Work From Home Summer Brain Dump Trello board. So again, you can go over to mackenziecoppa.com/summerbraindump to get that for free. So let's dive in here on how to make work happen, because I've been there. It is so easy, especially as you're starting off the summer, to be like, oh, we've been, you know, just going all year. I'm gonna sleep in a little bit. And then, oh, the kids need things. And oh, before you know it, it's 3 o'clock and you haven't gotten half or maybe any of the work done that you needed to get done. And that becomes a real situation real quickly, because a lot of us do have jobs that require us to continue to work throughout the summer, and that can just feel really challenging if you don't have a plan for it, if you don't have a strategy for how you're going to get things done and have the people home all at the same time. And I think something that's really important to remind us of also is that during the year, your children probably forgot that you work. I find this every summer. They just think that I'm going to be able to like chill and hang out and we can leave for the lake every day at, you know, 6 a.m. It's not that way, guys. Guess what? I do actually have a job. And they seem to just like that slips their mind. It's out of sight, out of mind during the year. They're at school while I'm working. I think they must just think I'm sitting around eating bonbons. They don't realize that mom is actually doing stuff while they're gone. So sometimes it takes a little bit of reminding to them that yes, mom is going to have to do things over the summer, but I also think that's a really great opportunity for us to develop a different mindset for our kids going into summer, because they can get real bummed real quickly when it sets in and they realize that like, oh, we're not just gonna play and mom's not gonna hang out with us all the time. But if we set the stage, if we set the tone for the summer, not one of like, I know guys, I hate my job too. This really sucks. I wish I could just hang out with you. But instead, we go into it with like, hey, I know that might not be what you were expecting or you are anticipating that mom's going to have to work. But I actually really like my job. And I hope that someday you're going to really like your job too. And so I'm going to do a really good job at what I need to get done during the day. But I'm also going to structure our days so that we have time to spend together. And we are still able to go and do the fun things that we want to do. So don't worry. I've got your guys' backs covered. It's going to be okay. We're going to have a great summer, even though I work. I think that is so important and so helpful for our kids not getting frustrated, not using that little, you know, like propping the door open that we sometimes give them by apologizing about our job for them to come in and, you know, lay some guilt trips and some manipulation down on us. Like, don't let that door get opened this year. Just go ahead and go into the summer saying, I'm not going to apologize for my job. It is valuable. I enjoy doing it. I can show my kids that this summer, and we're still going to have a really good summer. Then they don't have that little opening to come in and be like, oh, well, you have to work instead of spending time with us. And well, yeah, guys, that is a truth, but I'm not going to feel bad about it because this is all good for us. And we're doing good things by getting our work done. And they can have work that they're doing over the summer too. We can all become better people over the summer by having a little bit of discipline and doing some hard work, but also balancing that out with enjoying ourselves. So just shut the door right from the beginning on any of the guilt, any of the shame, any of that, because you're doing something valuable for your family. And that is a good thing. So let that be the foundation as we are heading into summer, but then do your due diligence to create a schedule that is going to work and it is going to allow for fun and engagement and all of that throughout the summer. So I have these three different scheduling routines that I fall back on most years, and sometimes it's a combination of all three. Sometimes I rely more on one than the others, but I think that these are pretty solid ways that we can go about looking at our summer. So the first one is the morning routine. That's right, you guys. It is getting up at some terrible hour, I'm not gonna lie, to wake up and get after it. Just really start hammering out the work early in the morning with the goal of being done with your workday. For me, I try to aim for about like noon to one, that time frame. Because when my kids are sleeping in more in the summer, I'm only working then for a few hours when they are up. And I can easily tell them like, okay, by this time, I should be wrapped up with work. And that is still pretty early in the afternoon. And we are going to be able to go to the park or go to a pool or head to the lake or whatever it is. We're still going to have a lot of the day together to be able to enjoy the summer. So don't worry, guys. I'm getting it done early in the morning. Now, granted, I'm not a morning person. I don't necessarily enjoy the mornings, but the trade-off that I get for getting to be able to be done earlier in the day is so worth it. Every time I do it, I have much more productivity in those hours when they're still asleep, so nobody's interrupting me and I can really get in there and focus and get after it. So that's, you know, like another huge thing. You're not trying to find those things that they need to be busy with because they're not awake. And I know there are a lot of you who probably have littles who are waking up earlier, and so this might not end up being the schedule for you. And really, when I'm talking about this, I get it that I am in a little bit older kid stage than some of you who may be listening, and I don't have a lot of great answers for you for the real little ones. I'm just going to be really upfront with that. That is survival of the fittest, and I'm so sorry. And you really have to do a lot of juggling to make it happen in those years. But for those of us who have like elementary aged kids and older, I think that having this routine works really well. I've relied on this one for probably the last 3 years or so, and I think it's been a really good mashup of being able to have really focused time early in the morning and getting done pretty early in the day. Another thing that this early morning routine does kind of require, though, is kids being able to be fairly self-sufficient with their breakfast time. So this means either having easy things on hand that they can make for themselves, or you've already pre-prepped a breakfast, like maybe you got up and when you were up early, you threw in a breakfast casserole that you made on the weekend, or, you know, something like that where you've already done the work so that you don't have to take a break from your work to really get in there and do the whole breakfast thing when they get up. I think that's pretty essential to making this early morning thing work. And you also have to think through and talk about with the kids. I think that communication with them is really key, where they know that when they get up in the morning, you are going to be working. And you're going to have to keep focusing on that. Of course, I do the good mornings with the kids and the kisses and the hugs and, oh, I'm so glad you're up and we're going to have a great day. But then I do have to transition back into, okay, you go do the things that we discussed you're going to be busy with. And I'm going to finish getting my work done so that then we can go have fun together. So you do have to have that communication with the kids. You have to make sure they know what they're going to eat. But it is really important that you communicate that to your kids so that they know, so that that doesn't have to be an argument in the morning or a frustration. They just know when they get up, mom's working, you could come in, say hi, I love you, kiss, kiss. Now go be on your way. Let me get this done. So that's a lot of times what I rely on for the summer. Before we get into our next work from home summer routine idea, we're actually going to take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors, Honeylove. You guys, it's wedding season. It's that season where we're having more opportunities to go out and wear cute little summer dresses. But if you're anything like me, sometimes you want to just, you know, like tuck things in a little bit and get a little bit more shape to areas that maybe have fallen out of shape over a long winter of extended inactivity and consumption of pastries. I don't know about you, but maybe that was part of my winter. But Honeylove is just the thing to help me feel a little bit more confident and pulled together when I am going to any of these events, whether they're weddings or going out with my girlfriends or whatever. I just want to feel, you know, a little bit more snatched. I think that's what the youngins call it these days. And Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology. So you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while you're wearing effective shapewear. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. I really like their super power short. It just sculpts and smooths the stomach and the thigh, giving the perfect amount of compression, not too much. And I also really like their signature X that targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It even has a little booty lifter in there, you know? So it's just gonna all around make you feel more confident. And it doesn't even stop there. Honeylove has so much more than just sculpt wear. They have incredibly comfortable bras, tanks, and leggings that you can wear for everyday support. And just to top it off, Honeylove is just as easy to put on as it is to take off. Shapewear shouldn't be hard, and Honeylove has the answer to what you're needing. So treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/livewell with the code LIVEWELL. Again, you can use that code LIVEWELL at honeylove.com/livewell to get 20% off and feel more confident this summer. Now let's dive into the next possible routine that you could use to keep your work flowing this summer and still be present with your kids, and that is the split shift. So basically, this could still incorporate an early morning if you're wanting to go that direction, but you split up your work throughout the day so that you can take a break during the bulk of the time that your kids are wanting to be active and do things with you. So maybe you get up and you have a really early morning session until the kids wake up, and then you set aside work and you're really present with them throughout the day, and maybe you get back at it later in the afternoon or even in the evening. I think that this works really well if you have someone else in your life who is able to, you know, like trade off with you with the children. So maybe it's going to be you're with them during the daytime hours, but then your spouse or maybe a grandparent steps in and is able to help with the evenings so that you can get back to work and you don't have to feel like you're just, you know, shuttling your kids off to watch TV and whatever. You have somebody else who is able to be with them. So you do kind of this split shift mentality where you're fitting in your work and other pieces of the day. I will give a warning on this one that it can be hard after you've done some work and then stepped away and you've had a really good day with the kids to get up that gumption that you need to get back at it later in the evening when maybe you're wanting to wind down and not think about work anymore. So that is one of those hard things. You have to know that you're going to have the motivation and the wherewithal and discipline to just like get back at it, even if you don't necessarily feel like it. But this can be a really good answer if you have that extra support. If you don't, then you might have to push it out until like kids are going to bed or that kind of thing, which can be really hard because then when do you sleep, you know? So you do want to make sure that you are getting the proper amount of rest. If you are doing either one of these kinds of methods, whether it's the early morning or the split shift, you're going to have to go to bed earlier. You're going to have to be winding down, but you can find a way to sneak work into the margins if you're taking on this kind of split shift mentality. Okay, the third method that I want to talk about is batch days. Now, I love when I can make batch days really work in my business. It can make such a difference. So basically, you take a lot of the things that you repeat on a daily or weekly basis and you do them all together at once. We talk about this a lot with meal planning. I prefer to meal plan like a month of meals at one time because it saves me time in the long run if I don't have to keep getting into that mode and looking for recipes and doing it all. If I can just do it all at once, I can save so much time in the long run. And the same sort of thing can be applied to your work. I know that a lot of times creators do this. I'm sort of in that space, you know, so we will write a whole bunch of emails at one time that are going to get sent out over the course of, you know, days or weeks, or I'll record a lot of podcasts in one day, or film a lot of YouTube videos, or really sit down and plan out my content for the next month instead of just the next day or the next week, or create a whole bunch of posts for social media. You can really condense them all together so it's not returning back to it and trying to get it done every single day. It's sort of that like assembly line idea of getting things done. You just complete the same project over and over and over again until you get that done, and then you can move on to the next thing and you save a lot of setup time and brain space when you can just hammer out a whole bunch of it at once. But it can be applied to other things beyond just being a creator as well. Say you were a cookie decorator. You could freeze a whole bunch of just blank cookies at one time that then you could take out and be able to decorate later, but you've already got the baking done. Or if you sell physical products, you could get a whole bunch of the packaging prepared for you to be able to send out. So when you get an order, you can just throw the product in there. It's ready to go. You just slap some tape on it and the label and you can send it out. There's so many different ways that you can apply this to so many different business ideas. I mean, you can even apply it to just your regular everyday life. You can do this with meal prepping, you know, getting a lot of meals, whether those are breakfasts or you're getting all of the kids like snacks and lunches done on the weekend so that you don't have to do that during the week. There's a huge advantage and time saver to doing that because you don't have to re-get out all of the ingredients every single day. You know what it's like, you know, when you can just like get a whole bunch done at once, that's a huge time saver. I think we do this a lot with cleaning. A lot of times we have like a big concentrated session on the weekend or whatever where we knock out a lot of the deeper cleaning projects and we get a whole bunch done at once. There's so many different ways that you can apply this concept to your life and really be able to streamline things. Putting together a bunch of outfits for the kids at one time at the beginning of the week so they're not coming to you every single day asking what they're going to wear that day. One of the most beneficial planning things you can do for yourself is sit down with a pad of paper, or I a lot of times like loose leaf pieces of paper because I can spread them out all over my counter and think through some of these kinds of things and really brainstorm what in my life can I batch together that I will save time if I do it at once. And so if you implement some of these days with your work and you figure out what those things are with your business or your job that you can do all together in one day, you can condense so much work maybe over the course of weeks. Like for instance, I'm gonna use a content creator idea because that's the space that I'm in and so it just makes sense for me. But again, you can apply it to a lot of different things. If I sit down in one day and I record 4 or 5 podcast episodes, that's a month worth of podcast episodes. And then maybe in the afternoon of that day, after I've recorded those episodes, or maybe the next day, I do all of the editing, I record all of the ads and the intros, and I get everything put together, and I schedule them, write the show notes, like do all the production for my podcast in a 1 or 2 day period, I'm done for the month. I don't have to come back to that until I batch them the next month. So that gives me time over the next 3 or 4 weeks to not have to do that during those weeks and spend that time with my kids. The same thing I could do with newsletters or my YouTube channel. I can pull all of those things together and do really condensed working sessions. So then I can sometimes open up entire days of work that I can take off completely. So maybe in the week, I'm going to have like 3 really focused work days, maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to really press in and get a ton of work done. Or maybe I'm going to work, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. You can do whatever's going to work for you so that you are spending time with your kids and they aren't getting, you know, feeling like they're in the monotony of mom working all the time. But then on those days off, you can either almost or completely take those days off so that you can be with them. You can go spend the whole day at the lake or, you know, do whatever projects they're wanting to do so that you can completely not think about work and be able to focus on your family. I think that is so helpful and so essential when the kids know there are entire days that you're going to be able to take off completely. And so I really try to mesh together as much as possible, usually the batch days philosophy and the morning routine philosophy. So if I do still have some daily work things that need to get done, then I'm going to do like 2 days of really hardcore batching, and then maybe 1 day where I'm working from early in the morning till, you know, noon or one. And then the next 2 days, if I still have daily work that has to get in, I'm going to try to get that work done before the kids are even up in the morning. And then I'm done. I'm done for the day. We can go do all the fun things that we want to do. And I don't have to think about work and they don't have to think about interrupting me or me getting frustrated because I've still got other things to do. Nope, I've squared it all away and I've gotten it done so that I can take entire days off with them. And each week doesn't have to be the same. You can really sit down with your calendar and figure out what is going to work best for your summer and the types of projects that you have available, the types of things that you're wanting to do with your kids. If you're wanting to take a trip or you're wanting to really take some significant time off, using that batch working philosophy is going to really help you actually make that possible. And it's going to help all of you feel less like you're having burnout and frustration because you've got more flexibility in your day while still also getting all of the work done that you legitimately need to get done. All right, you guys, that is it for this episode. I hope you found it helpful. Before I go, I do want to mention one really good deal that is going on right now with Beauty Counter. You know, I love Beauty Counter, especially their skincare products. They are so good and nourishing and clean. And right now, they are running an amazing deal. So if you spend $125 at Beauty Counter, you can pick a free gift. Either their Renew You Body Duo, which is normally a $59 value, or their Multi Masker Set, which is normally $75. These products are so good. You guys, go get them. Freshen up your skincare for summer. Maybe you need some new makeup for summer. Head over to mackenziekoppa.com/beautycounter to get in there on that deal. Make sure you select your free gift before you check out so you can make sure to get it. But I know you guys are going to love these. They are so, so good. I absolutely love Beauty Counter. If you have any questions about Beauty Counter, don't hesitate to reach out. Ask me your questions if you need help picking colors or you just need to know like which thing is going to work best for your skin. I would love to help you figure that out. So again, you can go to mackenziekoppa.com/beautycounter to get this free deal. And don't hesitate at all to ask me any questions you might have about Beauty Counter. Okay, you can find that link and the notes to today's episode by going over to mackenziekoppa.com and clicking on podcast. As always, you can also swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on and find the show notes there. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies. I hope that you have found this episode to be helpful. If you have any suggestions for future episodes that you would like to see happen on Live Well Anyway, then you can reach out to me again at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys, so be sure to slide into my DMs. Let's chit chat. Until next week, though, go be bold and gracious.